There came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. Jehoshaphat what? Fear. So it's okay once in a while to be afraid, but don't let the fear overtake you. That fear should provoke you to some action in the word of God. When the fear comes, you take the word. Amen. He didn't just say, oh, they're coming. There's so many of them. Let's run. What did he say? Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask of the Lord, even out of the cities of Judah. And they came to seek the Lord. I want you to notice God is wanting us to show unity. All of the people coming together with one purpose, one Lord, one faith, one goal. Overcome all of this multitude that's coming against us. Amen. And verse 5, and Jehoshaphat said in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is not there power and might that none is able to withstand thee? Do you realize whatever your situation is? It's big to you, but it's little to God. It's okay if it's big to you, but it's little to God. So you take your big situation and take it to a big God, and it becomes what? A little thing. Amen. He's the God of heaven. And he says this, and thou art over all the kingdoms of the heathen, and in thine hand is there not power and might, that there is none able to withstand thee? Get that in your heart. Whatever comes my way, there are none able to withstand. There is none, rather, able to withstand me. Are you seeing that? Become a Leviton. I think I'll get Michelle to make me a t-shirt that just says Leviton. I know what that means. Other people may not, but I know what that means. That means that none, say none. Whatever the none is can stand against me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, this is an important word from God to you. Your future. Your future, say my future. In God depends on your reaction to this word. Your ability to take it into your heart. Amen. Verse 7, art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us, if when evil come upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. You say, Lord, I help Sally, I help Sam, I help this person, and I'm not getting any help myself. I'm not getting any harvest on my seed. That's the problem. You didn't turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Cry unto the Lord, and the Lord will hear. Say, the Lord will hear. Say, the Lord does hear. He already said, I have heard your cry. He's already said, I have heard your cry. He said, I have wisdom for you to bring up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I heard a little bit of Jade yesterday when I was going to town, and somebody had on there, she had a book that says, Why I Chose Not to Rebel. And she was saying that you can grow up a Christian all your life. Amen. So he says, whatever it is that comes against you, he says, I'm here to help you destroy. He said, behold, I say now how they reward us. They come and cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Verse 12. Now, if you don't want to hear the word, what do you want to hear? Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither do we know what to do. Everybody read. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with the little ones, keep the children in, with the little ones, their wives and their children. And upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. I'm going to read that again. Leave out some of that. Then upon Jehaziel came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Listen what he said. Hearken, he said, ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Tomorrow ye shall go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. And ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow, say tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping him. Everybody stand up and lift your hand. Everybody move. I'm not telling you to do it. Everybody move. Everybody dance. Everybody move your feet. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. With a what kind of voice? Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Remember, they didn't have microphones. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he anointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army to say, what did they say? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing praises to the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir.